This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
There's more wild winter weather ahead for already storm-battered California. Rain, snow, floods, rock falls, landslides, they've seen all of that already.
The sound of the Ventura River raging in California. Selena Flores escaped her nearby mobile home at the last minute.
Debris began to take the fence of our enclosure down and just bring in mud, trees and everything, and destroyed.
Governor Gavin Newsom says at least 17 people have died from the storms.
We've had less people die in the last 2 years of major wildfires in California than have died since New Year's Day.
Thousands have been ordered to evacuate homes and towns with histories of mudslides. And forecasts show another storm system lining up to wallop California this weekend. I'm Ben Thomas.
Republicans say they want to know how this happened. Documents marked classified were found at President Biden's former office area in Washington. The president says,
I was briefed about this discovery and surprised to learn that there were any government records that were taken there to that office. But I don't know what's in the documents. My lawyers have not suggested I ask what documents they were. I've turned over the boxes. They've turned over the boxes to the archives, and we're cooperating fully.
South Korea's president is worrying aloud about North Korea's nuclear ambitions and its missile tests. He says all of this could lead to a dangerous miscalculation and spark a wider conflict. Authorities say a 17-year-old who'd been suspended from school in Germany apparently went looking for his teacher yesterday afternoon, found her alone in a classroom, and stabbed her to death. So you didn't win the Mega Millions jackpot last night. Friday night's Mega Millions jackpot is $1.3 billion. This is AP News. A violent attack at a busy train station in Paris this morning. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this story.
Six people have been stabbed in a Paris train station, with the attacker shot by police. After arriving at the scene, France's interior minister said the suspect had attacked several people with a bladed weapon at around 6:43 a.m., adding the unnamed assailant was between life and death in hospital after being shot. Officials say several passengers and a border police officer were among the wounded. The officer had been stabbed in the back but was saved by a bulletproof vest. Another one of the victims was seriously wounded in the shoulder blade and was taken for emergency treatment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Here in the U.S., nearly 43,000 people were killed on roads in 2021, the highest number in 16 years. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.